let's head to Whanganui now. Mike Tweed is a multimedia journalist for the Whanganui Chronicle. Morning, Mike. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's great. Let's begin with a story you mentioned a while back. Are things looking up for an international pilot academy there?
Well, they are, yes. In little old Whanganui, we have a pilot academy. It's, well, surprise, surprise, it's out by our airport. And it's just got its hands on 10 additional planes, coming at the cost of $2.78 million. Now, it also signed a new contract with Indian airline Indigo to train pilots right here in the River City. But the poor old pilot academy, it was started in 2017, and I guess when it got off the ground, so to speak, a global pandemic probably wasn't in its immediate plans. And then COVID-19 came along. Borders were closed and the aviation industry sort of shut down for a period there, which, it wasn't good news for the Pilot Academy. And I think there was 19 students there at one point, which is not enough to keep an operation running. But hopefully things are looking up. We'll have to wait and see.
Just remind us of the funding structure and how it's happening.
Well, the Pilot Academy comes under the umbrella of the council's commercial arm, Whanganui District Council Holdings. So to cut a short story short, it's ratepayer funded, meaning that the Whanganui public kind of owns the whole thing. So I guess when things aren't going quite right, questions are asked. You know, why is there $2.7 million being spent on planes? But I guess you have to spend money to make money. And as long as there's no more global pandemics anytime soon, and we should hopefully be able to turn a profit soon.
All right. Rough times indeed, but people are optimistic, and certainly those ratepayers will be looking for a return on their investment.
They certainly will.
Whanganui has a Cuba Street. Of course, there's one fairly famous in the capital. Tell us about yours and what's happening to it.
Well, I mean, Whanganui's Cuba Street, that might be a bit of a stretch at the moment. What I mean by that is there's a whole bunch of speed bumps down Guyton Street in Whanganui.
I see. Start. So it's not the actually start. Called Cuba Street, but it's the equivalent, if you like.
Yes, no, it's kind of the equivalent. So Guyton Street here in Whanganui is one of our main streets. It comes off Victoria Avenue, which is the big main street in Whanganui. But as of recently, I think there's been a series of speed bumps and raised pedestrian crossings and a roundabout put in there. That's the first step of a sort of a beautification project, which we'll end up with planter boxes, art, beautification, even a little park for kids, which is actually right next to our office. So I'm looking forward to that. But I guess
your interest is noted.
yes, it's right outside my window, actually, so I'll be able to pop down there. But I guess turning a car-centric hub into a pedestrian-centric hub has caused grumblings. I mean, people love a good grumble about speed bumps, but there is an awful lot of them in a very short stretch of road. But I guess the ultimate aim is to create something, I guess, a bit more vibrant and even divert traffic away from that street. Now, regional centres sort of, they're all very car-centric. I mean,
if you look at Napier, which closed one of its main streets to traffic and has really great walking areas. I'm just trying to think of the name now. It's not coming to me. Someone in Napier helped me out. Not all. Some have managed it. It's the transition that's always so challenging. And just to explain Guyton Street, is it a key thoroughfare for traffic? Because if it is, that's when it becomes a bit controversial.
It is. I mean, it is a little bit, but there are streets parallel to it and next to it that are also exactly the same and could be used can be used just the same way. I mean, it's not shutting cars off completely, you know. I guess it's just traffic calming.
Yes, it's a bit of a euphemism that sometimes, isn't it? Traffic calming.
Well, I guess the traffic is moving slower, but I don't know about the calmness in said vehicles. Could be slightly different. I mean, but at this stage, when people see speed bumps, yeah, that's all they can see at the moment. But hopefully when it all comes together, it'll be a sort of a vibrant little centre in the middle of town. Maybe it will be our Cuba Street.
What shops are what kinds of shops are there? Because this is another thing. If you can end up with some cafes and people able to sort of, you know, dine on the street and everything just sort of slowing down a bit, being a bit more pedestrians wandering across the road when they feel like it. Are there the right kind of shops to create that environment?
Well, there are a couple of cafes, and there's a bookshop, there's a baby clothing store. I think there's a couple of pubs too, which I don't know. I don't know if that's exactly what the council's going for, but there's also quite a lot of empty premises along there. So maybe, yeah, if you make it beautiful, business will come.
Very good. Okay, now let's get the blood pressure going again with parking fees.
Well, I mean, we've got to pay for all those planes somehow, I guess. But yeah. But so the council is proposing to increase not only parking tariffs, but parking meters here in town. At the moment, parts of the CBD, I mean, it's incredibly cheap. It's 50 cents an hour in sort of outlying streets and $2 an hour down Victoria Avenue. So it's looking like it's going to go up to $2 and $3 an hour. With many more meters added around the CBD. Now, the reason for that, one, is I think because it's so cheap, people are coming into town, parking right in the centre and paying for the park for the whole day. And it's sort of, I guess it's sort of encouraging traffic to come and go. But I guess on the flip side of that is also Whanganui has just started a service called the Tide, a high-frequency bus service, which goes right through town, and it sort of runs every 15 minutes. So maybe people from all, instead of jumping in the old car, maybe they could consider jumping on the old bus instead and coming in.
So how much of an increase is that going to be?
Well, it will be sort of uniform from 50 cents an hour to $2 an hour, right, in places.
And $3 on the main drag. Mm.
Yeah, $3 per hour on the main drag, which, I mean, I'm not sure how many of our readers, viewers go up and down the Victoria Avenue, but it is absolutely chocker there, especially at rush hour. And it's, yeah, I'm not sure if this will change things. A dollar an hour, will that, I don't know if that'll free things up a bit, but yeah, it is going to increase revenue to help with rates and stuff too, which, as everybody knows, is a massive issue at the moment.
Now, what's happening with your Pride Week coordinator calling it today? A long history working in Pride Whanganui?
Yeah, well, Christina Emery started our Pride organisation about 6 years ago, just with just a few resources in her living room, and now it's sort of this a massive advocacy group for, I guess, the rainbow community in Whanganui, and there's five support groups, an office, professional training, and then, of course, the Pride Week, which started from, I think, two events, and now there's everything from a march to a youth festival to even a lunch on the Dublin Street Bridge, which I think we've mentioned previously, the Dublin Street Bridge. But after 6 years, I think, yeah, it's sort of... she has reached a bit of a burnout, and I guess the measure of how much work she's done is, so when she sort of steps down, a whole host of volunteers are going to have to pick up the slack and do what she's done. Yeah, so she's done a massive amount for that group here in Whanganui, and hopefully the group itself can continue.
Very good. I'm just trying to check because I'm always a fan of your artist open studios. Is it coming up this weekend and next? Do you know off the top of your head?
It certainly is. Yep.
It's a fantastic event. In fact, I might have to pack up the Demio and head up there.
Man, the more Demios, the better. Well, maybe just not on Victoria Avenue. There's no parking spaces.
I don't have a Demio, but they're just representing... They just represent all things cars, don't they? Fantastic event. And what I love about it also is that it gets out of the central city. It's a wonderful time to enjoy the architecture of Whanganui as well.
It is, it certainly is.
But also it gets out. There's a few artists working on the fringes out in the countryside, and it's a fantastic event. So, yeah. Just park the Demi a bit out of town, eh? And walk.
Yeah. Catch the Tide bus in and have a look around.
What is the Tide bus?
Well, it's Whanganui is not known for its public transport, but that's sort of changing. That's the whole pedestrian centric approach, and that runs every 15 minutes throughout town. And there's a lot more bus stops being built, and yeah, I guess it's trying to get people out of their cars and into public transport.
Runs between Castlecliff and Aramoho, connecting a range of destinations, yep. Gonville, the hospital, city, and Victoria Ave shops. I wanted to ask you that. There's always the issue when councils get rid of car parks before they offer alternative transport options. So it would be good to see that pick up. Such a walkable city, but you got to get there first, and you got to get from one side to the other, right?
Yeah, you just have to drive your Demio to the outskirts.
There's
pick
no
up the
Demio.
Time.
I've ruined my image now.
But come to Whanganui.
There'll be a Demio one day.
Buses. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Tweed, he is with the Whanganui Chronicle.